Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Chris Bartlett, Director of Leadership Formation with the Blaze Ministries, shares what God has been doing in his life.
Today's readings are powerful, and I think that there is a phrase that's common to many of us, the writing on the wall, that actually comes from the scripture today, the Old Testament reading, or the first reading that we had from the book of Daniel. And so I want to unpack it, because so often it's hard to understand how the first reading and the gospel connect, and I'm going to attempt to make a connection that connects to you. And so the king there was under the influence of wine. He was enjoying himself and having a party, and he decided to do some things and get some of the vessels from the temple, from the sanctuary, and take them and use them for the sake of entertainment. So taken from the house of God in Jerusalem, he brought them in, and this displeased the Lord. And so they're sitting there, and opposite the lampstand, the finger of a human hand appeared, and writing on the wall, it started writing on the wall with his finger. Now, in the catechism, one of the names of the Holy Spirit is the finger of God. And so here I really see the Holy Spirit at work, because the Holy Spirit allows us to see what human eyes might not normally perceive, see, or understand. I want to pause there, because I think that that is a grace that we should seek, especially when we look at ourselves. So often we talk about how we're our own worst enemy, or that we're our harshest critic. One of the things you can ask is, come Holy Spirit, allow me to have the eyes to see myself as you see me, to love myself as you love me. And the same truth is acting here, because the Holy Spirit is writing down truth on the wall. And so they bring Daniel, a prophet, in and ask him to interpret the writing on the wall. Now, Daniel comes in and is offered riches and royalty if he interprets it. And he said, keep your stuff. Just keep it and let me interpret for you what is said, because it will be good for your own good. And so he talks about the writing on the wall states that three different words, that God has numbered your kingdom and put an end to it, that you have been weighed on the scales and found wanting, and that your kingdom has been divided and given to the Medes and the Persians. Now for us, I think two of those three statements still ring true, and it's a beautiful thing. God has numbered our kingdom and put an end to it. So the kingdom of sin, or the areas of our life that we end up falling into, the writing is on the wall. You guys, so often when we look at a wall in a Catholic home or on the wall at a church, we see a crucifix standing there. That is our writing on the wall, that God has put an end to the kingdom of sin that has domain over our life. No longer do we need to live in sin, but now we have freedom, right? Jesus Christ, the cross, is the new writing on the wall telling us that God has numbered your kingdom of sin and put an end to it. There is freedom for you. Even though in those little sins, those little ways, not just the big ones, but even the little ones, the kingdom of sin should be no more in our life. The next piece is that you have been weighed on the scales and found wanting. Now, that is a hard one to hear, that it's like, oh, we are not enough. But the reality is our wanting, our lack of, our poverty creates a space, a manger, a space for Jesus to come with his love. And so the things that we are called to do, the greatness that we are called to achieve, is our very purpose. It's not something that we can achieve on our own. It's only through submitting ourselves to the hands of God that we can achieve what God desires us to do. And so what God desires of us is more than human. It's something that's divine. And that's the beauty of this co-worker in the vineyard role that God has called us to. He calls us to do his work that we might not be worthy of, that we might be wanting in that area. But he wants to be a co-laborer with us and really invite us into the divine life in the way that he shares that reality. Now, this brings us to the gospel, where Jesus says to a crowd that they're going to seize and persecute you and hand you over to the synagogues and to the prisons, and it will lead to your giving testimony. Now, that's a beautiful part that I think connects back. It will lead to your giving testimony. And so this comes from the Gospel of Luke, but the Gospel of Luke is encouraging you to share the gospel according to you. When it talks about it leading to you giving your testimony, you giving testimony means to share the good work that God has done in your life. And the Old Testament reading that we just read talks about how I was once found wanting. I was once enslaved to the kingdom of sin, but I am no more because of the very hand of God and the very love of God. And that love has a name, and that love is Jesus Christ himself. And in that perseverance to that reality, you will secure your lives, the gospel says. There is something beautiful, there is something powerful about us giving witness. And in our world today, we are so fixated on doing things perfectly instead of doing things faithfully, on doing things perfectly instead of doing things in a human manner. Our imperfection connected to the love and mercy of God equals something greater than we could ever do on our own. And that witness, that living witness of, I was once lost, but now I'm found, right? I was once enslaved to sin, a sin that I could not myself conquer, but now I have found freedom. I was once living in a way that was seeking pleasure, but now I'm living a life filled with both sacrifice, which is sacred, and meaning, right? We now have a deeper purpose. And so that joy, that peace, those fruits of the Holy Spirit exist in my life, and they once weren't there. And there is writing on the wall of the man who made this a reality, and his name is Jesus Christ. And that witness that it talks about how the Holy Spirit's with us to where we don't even need to prepare our witness. We can just reflect our lives, and our lives can cry out the very gospel that God put in us. And so reflect on that today. In what ways have your needs turned into God's graces?
Thank you for listening to today's reflection. If you enjoyed today's reflection, please consider supporting the With You Always podcast and the other Come Follow Me projects through a financial gift. You can join our support team by visiting comefollow.me/support. Or if you prefer, you can donate through Venmo using the username CoFOME. That's CoFOME. 100% of all financial gifts are used to support Come Follow Me's ongoing and upcoming projects, and to further fulfill our mission of assisting disciples on the journey. Thank you in advance for your support. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.